everyone. Welcome back to the Wellness Cafe, your go-to hot girl walk podcast. I'm your host, Trin Tondelier. Okay, time is flying. What is going on? Does everyone else feel like this right now? I feel like it was just summer, and now everywhere I look is just advertising about the holidays and getting ready for Christmas. Like, life needs to slow down. I am not super upset about it. I love the holidays. I love a new season, but it's just like, whoa, where is time going? Today's episode is titled Things You Need to Let Go Of Right Now. So you all know that I like to practice healthy habits and work on myself every day, and it's a work in progress, and I know most of you are on a mission to become the best version of yourself also. And there are a lot of things that can hold you back from reaching your full potential and showing up as your highest self. So today we're going to discuss some roadblocks, lay it out. I feel like sometimes things can present themselves and be in your way to being the best version of yourself, and you're not even aware that these things or certain situations are blocking you. So this episode is dedicated to making us all cognizant of things that can be standing in the way of you and your best self. Okay, weekly recap. Brody and I are getting ready to move here pretty soon. If you're new to the show, welcome. I love you so much. My boyfriend and I, Brody, are moving to Vancouver from Edmonton this weekend, actually, and I am so ready to get out of here. As much as I'm going to miss my family and friends, I'm ready to rip the band-aid off and start this new adventure, and I'm just so excited to live the city life, try so many new restaurants, walk to workouts, live by the ocean. What did I just say? Live by the ocean? I'm moving to Vancouver. Hello, my dream city. I feel like it hasn't hit me yet because I've been too focused on the stressful parts of moving and figuring out what we're going to do with our house, where we're going to live, how we're going to get there, all the things that are involved. And moving is always stressful, but moving from province to province is just extra stressful. So I feel like that has been taking up my mind when I should be focused on just all the amazing parts of moving. Also, Whole Foods, hello, wow, I am so excited to live by Whole Foods. The content is going to be a lot better. The vlogs, the TikToks, my life is going to be better. I'm ready. Bring me to Vancouver. I am so excited for this next chapter. This weekend, we sold our bed. So Brody and I have been sleeping on our sofa. Amazing. It is not going well. Oh, and Saturday night, we had a going away party with all of our friends because we all actually haven't been together for a while, our entire group, with no one left behind. So anyway, my friends and I slept on the floor. You know when you're having fun with your friends and you've been drinking, or maybe you can't relate, maybe we are just very weird, but just kind of at the end of the night, we all grabbed some pillows and blankets and slept in my upstairs hallway together. And then I sold my bed the next morning. I had my last chance to sleep on a bed for a week, and I chose to sleep on the floor. Whatever, it's fine. Totally, we're fine. Whatever. But other than that, that's really all the updates I have. You know, just moving and stuff. Next week, next episode will be brought to you live from Vancouver. So I'm sure next week I will have a very long intro and catch-up session. So I'll keep today's nice and short. Let's get right into our weekly segments. But always, if you're enjoying the show, it would mean a lot if you can subscribe and leave a rate and review. And of course, I also love to see when you repost the show, like listening to the show on your Instagram stories and tagging me. I love to see the vibe. Obviously, I'm so grateful for any time any of you share or support the show. But the Instagram stories that some of you do when it'll be like a video of you walking or a picture of your workout outfit or your coffee with the episode screenshotted and copied into the corner as like a small sticker. I'm like, yes, show me the vibes. Absolutely. Love to see it, sisters. Love to see your hot girl drives. Love to see the hot girl walks. I'd love to see all the vibes. Okay, what I'm having this week. I'm going to switch it up this week. Finally. Although I'm still loving F45, I will change this up. And actually, this will be more like current favorites, but I have two things. My aloe yoga slides and my talentless crew neck, and here's why. First of all, the aloe slides are seriously like putting your feet into little clouds. I purchased them in LA. I actually stopped at the aloe store to do some shopping when I was in LA because I love aloe, and obviously you pay for shipping and duties to get it to Canada. But I specifically went into the store to get the slides for Brody because he desperately needs new slides. When we were on our way home from Bali, 2018 that was, we had a layover in Vancouver, so we went shopping and he bought Off-White slides like 3 years ago. And you guys, they are literally ripping apart. Like, the sides are ripping off of the sole because they've been worn so much. Like, he definitely got his money out of them, but they really don't have many days left. But you know, boy brains, he definitely isn't going to buy himself new shoes until they actually fully rip in half and he can't wear them anymore, right? Because they're still wearable if they are half ripped, just not fully ripped. Is anyone else's boyfriend like that? Like, just buy yourself new shoes, dude. Come on. So anyway, the main reason I have the shoes is because I wanted to buy them for Brody. And then I was like, okay, maybe I'll get myself a pair too because I needed new slides and we can match. Like, Brody and I will always, well, not always, but I'm okay with subtly matching or sharing things. And I honestly love it. Like, nothing too cringe. Like, we're not fully dressing up in matching outfits. Absolutely not. But we have the essentials that we match in or sometimes share, or matching hats, just subtle things, right? So anyway, the men's aloe slides were sold out. And I go, okay, well, I wanted them for Broad, so it wouldn't really be fair if only I get them. And then the sales lady tells me, okay, well, just still try them on and see how they fit. So, of course, what do? I try them on. What's the shame in just trying them on? And boom, it was over for me. I haven't worn another shoe since trying them on in the aloe store on Rodeo. She knew. She definitely knew that if she could get me to put my feet in it, I would buy them because, wow, they are the Aloe Yoga It Slides 2. I wish this was sponsored. Being in the wellness space, I think Aloe Yoga is one of my dream collabs, but I just really am into these shoes, so I feel like I need to tell you all about them. I'm not gatekeeping these amazing shoes. They feel like memory foam. The sales lady goes, yeah, imagine putting these on after your workout. And that was it. That's all she had to say. I wear them to F45 every day. I do exactly that. Rach and I showed up to hang out last week and she was in full Uggs and I was fully in my slides. There are two types of girls in the fall, and I literally will wear my slides until I can't anymore. Like, until there is snow on the ground, I am slides all the way. But I'm hoping I get lucky this year and don't even see the snow before we move. And it seems like I might get lucky and make it. Anyway, aloe slides, best thing ever. You all need them. And they're just so sleek, so comfy. They're a total vibe for any just like lifestyle vibe, errands, driving, going to get coffee, going for your hot girl walk, you know, they're just it. They're the vibe. I have them in black. Okay, and next is my Talentless crew neck. I was actually grateful enough that Talentless gifted me a whole bunch of clothes. So, you know, you can basically say I'm a Kardashian now, right? But I've been wanting to try Talentless for a while. I am a sucker for a good crew neck. I love hoodies and crew necks. That's pretty much my whole entire wardrobe and identity at this point. Like, I'm a big hoodie girl. I have quite the hoodie and crew neck collection, but I had my Ritzia boyfriend zip up on, right? Just hanging around the house, and I changed my outfit 15 times during the day for whatever reason. So I changed from my boyfriend crew neck to my Talentless crew neck, and I hate to say this, I never thought I would say this, I love Ritzia, but my Talentless crew neck was way cozier, and that has been my go-to crew neck ever since. It's just so comfy. It's not too heavy, so you're not hot in it, but it's so cozy. I don't know, it's hard to explain. It just fits right. It's the perfect amount of baggy but also not too baggy. If you follow me on Instagram or TikTok, you would have seen me posting in the blue crew neck lately. That's the one I am talking about. And if you don't follow me, make sure to go follow my main account. It is just at Trinity Tondelier. And there you go. Those are two of my current favorites right now for what I'm having this week. So I switched it up and didn't make you all listen to me talk about F45 again. What I am grateful for. I am truly just so grateful for all the opportunities that have been coming my way from social media lately. It's just a really cool full circle moment. What happens when you chase your dreams and hard work pays off and everything starts to align once you've been believing in yourself for so long and kind of not caring what others think, just going for it. It's been really cool to have it finally pay off, and I'm just so grateful for all the opportunities, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you that support me in any way. What I am working on. Okay, I feel like I always say the same thing for this also, so I am changing it up. I am working on upper body strength. I am very prone to just sticking with legs. I love working lower body. I've always just had stronger legs from swimming, so that made me just more adapt to doing leg workouts, and I like to work legs way more than arms, so I'm trying to work on forcing myself to work on upper body just by picking up heavier weights in F45 or when it's an upper body workout and just being more cognizant of evenly training upper and lower body because I really lack in upper body strength. I always stray away from it. I also don't know as many upper body exercises, so I'm just trying to open my eyes a little bit more to training my arms. Okay, that wraps up the intro. Now let's get into things to let go of right now. Like I said, there are often many obstacles that can stand in the way of you becoming your best self, and sometimes we may not even be cognizant of these things or situations or thoughts that we bring upon ourselves that really hold us back. So I'm going to go through a couple things that I have either been working on letting go of or that I have let go of to work on myself and explain why you should too. And I know some of these may be easier said than done, but at least being aware of things that are holding you back and examples of that is the first step to getting past it, because I know sometimes we can engage in actions that hold us back and we aren't really even aware of it. Or even if you are aware that these things are holding you back, it never hurts to just have a reminder and just be motivated to really, truly let go of them. And even if you just take one of these things and let go of it, that will bring you that much closer to becoming the best version of yourself. And we all deserve to feel our best, look our best, and just overall live our best lives. So here are some things that you need to let go of in order to get there. Okay, number one, I'm just going to start off with a big one and an obvious one, which is you need to let go of negative self-talk. But not even just in like a cliche, oh, don't talk bad about yourself. Like, no, you are your own worst enemy. You need to let go of any negative self-talk. If you're not going to be there for yourself and love yourself, but always want the best for yourself, that's kind of like a double standard, because at the end of the day, the person who can get you where you want to go and the only person who will make shit happen for you is you. If there is one thing that I've learned is no one is going to make it happen for you, and you really need to make it happen for yourself. So that means that you need to be your best and most loyal teammate, and that means letting go of negative self-talk. And you may hear this a lot, that you should let go of negative self-talk and not talk badly to yourself, but I'm going to explain why that actually is. All right, so let me introduce you to the psychological phenomenon of self-fulfilling prophecies. That is the idea of prophecies that bring about their own fulfillment, right? Let's say you're going on a date and you've had bad dates in the past, and that's kind of getting in your head. You keep telling yourself that this one is also going to be bad. Why are you even trying? Why are you going? You don't look good. You don't like your outfit. All these stressful things, and you're stressing yourself out for the date. You've already gotten in your head so much that you are now going to show up anxious and nervous, right? Because why would you show up confident if the whole entire hour or 2 hours or even day before this date, you've been in your head being your own worst enemy? So you show up anxious and yeah, it doesn't end up going well, or you don't hit it off because you were shy because of the fear of rejection, or you had just been in your head the whole day saying it's not going to go well. So obviously you're not showing up to that date your most confident self, right? Whereas if you spent the entire time getting ready for that date, hyping yourself up, saying, you look awesome, you look amazing, you look hot in your outfit, you're hot shit, you're interesting, any guy would be lucky to have me. Then you walk in there confident, you absolutely hit it off, and it's a good date. Does that make sense, right? That's why it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because the way that you speak to yourself matters, and it affects your mood, it affects how you come off. Even any situation like a test or a sports game, if you think you're going to fail and you're not good enough and you spend the whole entire time preparing for that event saying that you're not good enough and you're not going to perform well, who's going to perform their best when they have had someone negatively shitting on them all day and expecting the worst? No one. Like, no one is going to perform well when they have had someone expecting them to fail. So we need to start hyping ourselves up instead, because it works the other way around too. If you were to spend the entire time before a game saying you rock and you can succeed and you're good at your sports, anyone who has just been hyped up is going to go into that game so much more confident and own it and succeed. So it's ways like that that we can be our own worst enemy. And I hope that kind of, I don't know, when I was studying that in psychology, it kind of opened my eyes to a new, like the deeper meaning behind why we should let go of negative self-talk. And I never really looked at it that way before. And it's ways like that that we can be our own worst enemy. And we need to let go of it, all of it. We need to let go of negative self-talk. How can we expect all these great outcomes when we are too busy being our own worst enemy and already putting ourselves down before we give ourselves the chance to succeed? We need to let go of negative self-talk, self-doubt, self-hate, and be our own biggest support system. You have to put yourself first, and that includes talking nicely to yourself. And trust me, I know that it's easier said than done, but slowly starting to recognize your negative self-talk and just slowly starting to change the narrative and stopping it head on will make a big difference and slowly lead to letting go of all negative self-talk. And there are a lot more ways to practice giving up self-talk, negative self-talk, and practicing self-love. So if you're all interested, I can definitely do a full episode on this, but let's get on to number two. We are going to take a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Brahmi. Brahmi is bringing lupini beans to America. Lupini beans are a Mediterranean super snack packed with plant protein and fiber, but low in calories, carbs, and sugar. With Brahmi, you can conquer hunger and feel good. Brahmi lupini beans are one of the most nutrient-dense plants on earth, with 50% more protein than chickpeas and 2% the fiber of edamame. They are not baked, fried, or dried. Brahmi is simply pickled with Italy's finest ingredients to create the world's best lupini beans. What stands out to me with Brahmi is how the beans are different flavors, and they aren't as thick as chickpeas, so they are perfect to throw in salads as a light snack. And I also love using the hummus to make a midday Mediterranean snack board with some pita and vegetables. It is delicious. For 30% off your first Brahmi purchase, go to brahmisnacks.com and enter code TRINITY30. That is, for 30% off your first Brahmi purchase, go to brahmisnacks.com and enter code TRINITY30, where you can get free shipping and money back guarantee. That is Brahmi. And number two is, you need to let go of worrying what other people think of you. And you all know that this is one of the most important things in life to let go of if you want to live your best life. And if you have been listening since the beginning, I love you, but you have probably heard me say this multiple times, but I know this isn't an easy worry to let go of. So I'm going to keep reminding you all until we are able to completely let go of it, because it takes time and it takes work to shift your mindset. But it is important, and I will keep preaching it, because let's say you're holding back from doing something you love because you're scared someone at school might make fun of you or judge you. Then essentially you're living your life for that certain person, right? Not yourself. And is that worth it? You have one life. Are you going to live it for someone else? And think about it this way. If you're scared of what someone may think of you, it's probably not someone you're friends with. And there's probably a reason you're not friends with them. And it's probably because you don't mesh, you don't have similar goals, and they're not very nice. So why would you care what they think about you? You have one life. Are you going to live it for someone else? No. You have to live your one life for yourself. So start that business, post on social media, wear what you want, love who you want, do what you fucking want because it's your life. And one, people are too busy caring about themselves to actually care about you. So chances are they're not actually thinking of you at all. And two, if they're focused on you instead of themselves and worried about what you're doing, that is actually a fan of you, and that is sad that they could be chasing their dreams, but instead they're worried about you living your best life and chasing your dreams. And why would you want to live your life thinking about someone else? So let go of worrying about what other people think of you and focus on what you think of you. More importantly, focus on thinking good things about you. Number three, you need to let go of what has happened in the past. And more importantly, stressing about what has happened in the past. Because at the end of the day, what's done is done. Everything happens for a reason. Everything that has happened to you has got you to where you are today. And you are exactly where you are supposed to be. So we can't change the past. Who cares what has happened? We've all made a decision we wish we hadn't, or said something we thought was silly, but truly every single thing happens for a reason, and there's a reason that you made the decisions that you made that led you to where you are in this exact moment. So instead of worrying about the past, think of where you are right now and what you can actively do to live your best life, because everything in the past happened to get you to this very moment. Even if you think that you made the wrong decision, truly, every single thing happens for a reason. And if you look at that and realize that there is not a single thing that you can do to change the past, and that you can only take control of the present and how you respond to the present situation you are in, that is how you can reach your best self. Not by stressing about the decisions you made in the past, but accepting them, accepting that everything happens for a reason, and looking at the situation you're in right now and how you can take advantage of that and change the present to be the best version of yourself. Number four, you need to let go of the belief that the grass is always greener, because it's not. It's really not. Comparison is the thief of joy. No matter what someone may look like or display on the internet or talk about having, the grass is not greener on the other side. Just let that sink in for a minute. There is not one single person in this world who doesn't struggle. It is human nature to go through struggles and obstacles, and it's how we are shaped and learn to take care of ourselves and handle situations gracefully and learn from our struggles. All you can do is focus on how to make your life the best it can be, not spending time wishing for someone else's life, because ultimately you were dealt the cards that you were dealt. You won't be able to just wake up in someone else's house and live their life, no matter how long and hard you think about it, but you can focus on making your life the best it can be and putting blinders on and only thinking about yourself, because comparing yourself to others will only steal your happiness, and it only wastes your time thinking about someone from school and wishing you had their life. Every single person struggles, and the grass is not greener on the other side. Every single person has something that they struggle with. They just don't all choose to share it. So this easily can fool you to thinking that the grass is always greener. And especially for my younger listeners, I promise you that everyone deals with ups and downs, and the best thing that you can do is focus on your ups and bringing yourself up, because I definitely know that it can be consuming to see other people living these extravagant lives that you wish you had. But also think about, there's probably someone thinking that about you. Comparison truly just is the thief of joy, and at the end of the day, you are who you are. Your life is your life. All you can do is make your life the best it can be, because your life will never be someone else's. Okay, number five. This is going to be my last one, but definitely let me know if you want me to carry on this list or do a number two, a second part to this episode. I really like this one though. Number five is you need to let go of placing people on an unrealistic pedestal. More importantly, placing anyone that you have a relationship with in any way on an unrealistic pedestal. The healthiest things to do for your relationships, whether that be a platonic or sexual relationship, is realize that one person cannot possibly give you everything you need. After my episode with Brody, some of you have asked me and reached out since then to make more episodes and talk deeper about how we have managed to have such a healthy relationship and grow together. And this is definitely a key factor. Once you realize that one person cannot possibly give you everything you need in life, it's not possible. There's not one person that is amazing and skilled at handling every single thing. Humans need a lot, and we are intricate and have a lot of emotions and thoughts and needs, and everyone has different emotions and needs that they expect in a relationship, and it just is not realistic to expect this all from one person. Okay, and I'm going to give a very vulnerable example of this because I feel like it's kind of the best way to get this point across and explain it in real terms. And I think that once you understand this concept, it is the key to being at peace with your relationship and having healthier relationships. So, Brody is an amazing boyfriend and does so much for me. He goes above and beyond in so many aspects of taking care of me and being there for me. But honestly, he's not amazing at it when it comes to me having a panic attack. He definitely is better at dealing with my anxiety and helping me cope if I'm feeling anxious now. But at the beginning of our relationship, he had never been in that situation, right? Where he needed to ease someone's anxiety, and he was just a teenage boy. And he was so amazing in so many other ways. But when he reacted poorly to my panic attacks, that would sometimes make me think, like, is this the right person for me? Because I had been so used to my mom dealing with these situations, who knew me and know how to handle it. I kind of expected everyone to be able to give me that, which is completely absurd. For one, he's a teenage boy at this time, so why would I ever be expecting him to know how to calm me down from having a panic attack? Like, when you think about it, that's so unrealistic. People literally go to school to learn how to deal with mental health and anxiety, and it's very complicated. So the fact that I would consider my high school boyfriend to know how to deal with it just actually doesn't make sense if you think about it. And then two, at the end of the day, like, this is very harsh to myself, but honestly, it's not his problem that I have anxiety. And I mean that in the nicest way to myself, but he's an amazing boyfriend. I love him so much. Like, I can deal with it on my own and learn. Like, I should take it upon myself and learn tools to dealing with it. Why would I expect someone else to just know how to deal with my anxiety? If that makes sense. Like, obviously, there are people who it comes naturally to, and that's amazing. But at the end of the day, I should really have my own tools to be able to take care of myself. And just because Brody didn't have those tools doesn't take away from all the other amazing things that he can do for me. And not to mention, now after years of dating, he is way better at it and learning every day and every time how to be better. But just because he's not amazing at it doesn't mean he's not an amazing boyfriend. You can't expect one person to be able to give you everything you need emotionally. So when I'm having a panic attack, I call my mom, and she's really good at managing it because she has raised me and has known me longer than Brody and knows how to help and knows me so well. So obviously, when I have my mom, who has always been my rock and my support system for that, who is so amazing at talking to me, talking me down and helping me, obviously I'm never going to think anyone else is as good as it as she is. So clearly, this boy that has never had to deal with this situation in his life is not going to be as good as my mom, who has been dealing with my anxiety pretty much my entire life, right? Does that make sense? Like, that's a very extreme example, but I think it was important to share to really get the point across, because truly it can save relationships. When I'm having an anxious moment, I call my mom or use my own techniques to calm down. And just because Brody isn't my go-to for that doesn't mean he's not my go-to for every single other aspect in my life. And when I need someone to support me in pretty much any other way, it's Brody. So instead of focusing on the one thing that he may not be 100% proficient at supporting me through, and getting mad at him for it and thinking, oh, is he even the right partner for me? I have other ways to deal with that one situation, and I can focus on the 99% of other things that he does provide, and he is amazing and provides value to me that I need. When I want to talk about my goals and how I'm going to reach them, or helping me through school when I need help with stats assignments, or venting about literally anything else, or just having my life partner to dance in the kitchen with me and cook dinner, like, he is always there for me. And that is what keeps our relationship strong, is having multiple people for multiple different needs, instead of expecting one person to be equipped with all the tools to solve every single thing. It's just not possible. And like, my anxiety was an extreme example, but I feel like it was a good example to kind of get my point across. And I feel like expecting one person to provide you every single thing you need is where a lot of relationships can go wrong, because you expect every single thing from one person. Sorry, if you expect every single thing from one person, you're never going to find it. It's really just not possible. So if one person isn't giving you one thing, instead of giving up that relationship and thinking it's not going to work and trying to find another person to provide you with that one thing, and then really you find a new person to provide you with that one thing, but they're lacking all the other amazing things that the other partner gave you, if that makes sense. That kind of was a tongue twister, but it's like, you have to delegate situations and focus on all the amazing things that the person does provide you. And that's why it's important to surround yourself with love and a good support system, because it's normal to have emotions and go through it, but you really can't realistically expect one person to provide you with all the answers to every single thing you need. And as soon as you understand that and realize that, oh, this person is amazing at so many things, why would I focus on the one thing that maybe they aren't amazing at? And I can just get someone else to help me with that, or help myself when I need it, instead of just jumping ship and thinking the whole relationship is over and you don't need the entire relationship because they can't give you one thing, when there's a million other things that they do provide you and you should just focus on all of those. I feel like I kind of rambled off there and that might have gotten a little bit confusing, but I hope I got my point across. I think I'm going to end this episode here and just kind of leave you with that. I don't want to bombard you all with too much information at once. So these are all reminders of things you need to let go of to be the best version of yourselves. Focus on letting go of one of these things as we near a new season. We are almost nearing a new year. It is time to let go of all these things holding us back. But I can definitely do a part two if you all are interested. Anyway, next time you hear from me, I will be in Vancouver. Make sure to follow along on my Instagram and TikTok, YouTube. I'll be vlogging the entire thing. It is just at Trinity Tondelier, but I always have it linked in the show notes as well. And you can also follow the podcast Instagram at The Wellness Cafe Pod to interact and stay up to date with what you want to hear on the show. Anyway, I will see you all next week from Vancouver. Wish me luck, and I will see you then. Mwah.